Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The left fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Coggins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bertena. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Frank Bertena. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Casanova, and Howard drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is hit by the pitch. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Ward steals second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser strikes out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peterson moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Bertena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertena is called out on strikes. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peterson strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Howard reaches second base with a double. Unser moves to third. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen is walked intentionally. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops it up and throws to first, with Bertena covering, for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Ward now playing first base. Sandy Alomar now playing third base. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova hits a pop-up towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Bertena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertena is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertena hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cullen hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Coggins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Howard hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McMullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Senators. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alomar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-2 in the game. Casanova hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bertena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertena is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertena hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Unser bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Bertena moves to second. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNerney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Gary Peters. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball 4. McNerney moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins fields it and throws to second for the out. McNerney moves to third. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullen strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Howard strikes out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bowens hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Bob Pretty pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pretty moves to second. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Buddy Bradford. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNerney is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.